Pakistan's Foreign Office has issued a strong condemnation of India's missile strikes, calling them an unprovoked act of open aggression and a blatant violation of Pakistan's sovereignty and international law. Foreign Office spokesperson Shafkat Ali Khan stated on Wednesday that the Indian Air Force conducted strikes using standoff weapons while remaining within Indian airspace, yet deliberately targeted civilian areas across the international border and the line of control, LOC. These attacks were carried out across the international border in Muridke and Bahawalpur, and across the LOC in Kotli and Muzaffarabad in Azad Jammu and Kashmir, said Khan. The targets were innocent civilians, including women and children, who have been martyred as a result of these cowardly actions. The spokesperson further warned that these strikes pose serious threats to commercial air traffic in the region and violated the sanctity of international aviation norms. Pakistan categorically condemns this act of Indian aggression, said Khan. Such actions are in clear breach of the UN Charter, international law, and established norms governing interstate relations. He also accused Indian leadership of using the Pahalgam attack as a pretext to push a false terrorism narrative and destabilize regional peace. India has once again used terrorism as an excuse to justify military aggression, risking peace and security in the region, Khan said. He stressed that India's irresponsible behavior has brought two nuclear-armed states dangerously close to a major conflict. The situation is evolving rapidly, he warned. Khan affirmed that Pakistan reserves the right to respond at a time and place of its choosing, in accordance with Article 51 of the UN Charter and international law. The government, the armed forces, and the people of Pakistan are united against Indian aggression, he said, adding, they will always act with iron resolve to safeguard Pakistan's sovereignty and territorial integrity.